two.
Peace.
Two. All right, welcome one and all to episode 11 of 2P Start Live. He's Tim.
And he's Ray.
And I'm Eddie.
Yeah, my brother. It'll be pretty hard to tell the difference between our voices, but welcome onto the show,
Thank
Eddie.
Thank you. Just to point out, he's actually my brother. That's reality of the situation.
Yeah, so Eddie comes from the Lame Show podcast, and also he's my brother, of course, but on the Lame Show, they what kind of topics do you guys talk about on your show?
Well, we talk about technology generally, more specifically Macs, but we get into everything, you know, Blu-ray, HD, DVD, gaming systems, and movies, all sorts of geeky male fun stuff. And complain and rave.
Nice. Yeah, so if you want to check that out, I'll have a link here on the podcast for if you want to take a look at the Lame Show and give that a shot. Hopefully you get some
super
new...
lame.
It's so lame, Eddie. So I guess first up for today, we're going to go right to trivia for you. And our winner, who was the quickest to answer correctly last week, or I guess 2 weeks ago, it's been a delay because we took a week off there. The correct answer was the song that plays on the map screen of Crash Bandicoot on the PS1. And the person who answered correctly the quickest was Moomin Biscuit. So, Moomin, send us your picture and we'll make you into a floating two-piece start head and add you to our contest winner page along with everybody else.
Well, here's our next song. If you can correctly identify this song, go ahead and email us or post a comment on the site. Email is probably preferred so you don't spoil it for everyone else, but here we go.
Yeah, and remember, if you can name where you hear the chime in the game as well, you gain an extra edge against the competition if your correct entries are only a day apart, so let the guessing begin. Eddie, what is it? Do you know?
Oh, boy. You know, that's a toughie. I'm not sure if I heard it very well, I gotta say.
It's kind of silence on your end, right?
It's like a ninja video game, because it was totally silent.
Stealthy.
Alright, well, let's dive right into the topic of the week.
What? Well, how's that go, Tim?
The topic of the week?
No.
Eddie, what is it called?
Topic of the week.
Nice. Well done.
That was pretty good.
I would disagree. But, so the topic of the week this week is we're going to talk about some of the Christmas gifts that we got recently. I'm not going to really talk much about this one, but we're talking about new consoles just purchased. And Eddie actually does have a purpose on the show because while Tim got a new Xbox 360 for Christmas along with his already owned Wii, Eddie got a brand new Wii for Christmas.
Yes.
And so we're going to talk about that a little bit.
Wee. Somebody must really love you, Eddie.
Yes, I have a certain family member, a brother, in fact, who braved the morning cold to wait out in line and secure a Wii for me for Christmas, as well as Super Mario Galaxy. Although I don't think he had to wait out in the cold to secure that.
No, I didn't.
No, that's readily available.
Yes. Yeah, that was me, 4:30 a.m. in front of Toys R Us.
Wow, what a nice brother.
Yeah, I wasn't killed, I wasn't mobbed, and things worked out, so... So, Eddie, how do you feel about the Wii? Because, you know, you've had an N64 and a GameCube, but you've just kind of been out of the gaming scene recently. What are your thoughts on it now that you've played some of Wii Sports and Mario Galaxy and whatnot?
Oh, I'm very psyched. I was very excited to get it, and surprised, actually. I wanted one, but I didn't expect one at all, so I was kind of blown away. And yes. I had fun... unboxing it, I noticed that it was... I'm a longtime Apple fan, and so I noticed that there was definitely some Apple packaging similarities in
partnership
with the Wii. There's proof. All those rumors.
In fact,
up.
we looked at Nintendo's website on an iPhone at the store,
that's right.
And that proved right there the partnership.
It works.
I had
no, actually, it didn't.
Yeah, no, it didn't. Yeah, here's the thing: is like. You know, if you use Flash in your website, it's not going to work on the iPhone. So just a heads up to all those people that use Flash on their website. Raybob Industries. I've very much enjoyed what I've done so far with it. I got to set up my Wii character and download channels, and you know, the best part, I got to download an update, and so I got to sit there and watch the bar progress for like 20 or 30 minutes or so. So that was great. But I really appreciate, I have to say, that it came with a game, first of all, and also that it has built-in memory, so you can store, save games. So you pretty much buy that box, and you have something, you know, that you can use. You don't have to be dinking around with, well, what You're other accessories do I need? What else do I need to buy here? What? Oh, geez. Mm-hmm. And it was fun to watch Ray kind of be a little bummed or peeved, because my Wii had certain things that his didn't come with when he got his on launch. I had the jackets. Oh, I had that jacket already installed on my Wii remote.
But of course, you had to pull it off to put the batteries in and then put it back on. So it's like, oh, thanks, Nintendo.
And there are various areas of Wii Sports that he would look at and be like, hey, mine doesn't do that. So
I was really? Yes, I was blown away. I'm like, they like made a different version of Wii Sports, you know, like a newer version, basically. Yeah, like when you play baseball, there's like this big introduction. Well, I guess not real great, but you know, it, like, has all your teammates kind of zoom by the camera, and then you know if you hit a ball like into like midfield and someone picks it up, it's like out, right? It's like, well, now they actually throw it to first base, like they'll grab it and throw it to first. And you're like, oh, that's how they get out. Right, now I understand baseball a lot better.
And I was noticing how they had legs in the game, where, you know, when I'm first setting up the Wii, it's like, oh, they don't have legs, you know, they're just bodies that bob around. When you watch them run the bases, they don't run the bases, they kind of hover, craft around the bases. But
it's like somehow,
but when
they're
batting,
they,
pitching, yeah. that's what, when they're just standing there not needing to move, that's when they have legs.
Yeah, so Tim, how have you been feeling about your 360?
Oh, it's been great. You know, it's so strange because, you know, having a Wii for a year, that's really all I've played. And I've been pretty much sheltered from the other systems almost entirely, except, you know, a few minutes here and there in the store. I think I have one friend I've been to his house once in the last year, and he's got a 360, and I dinked around on that for just a few minutes. But to really own it and get in, you know, to look at everything that's on the dashboard and just go through it all is just a totally different experience. And I really appreciate how well organized and put together everything on the system itself is. And it kind of, with the online stuff, you know, before I got the system, I was pretty peeved about the fact that it costs money to subscribe, you know, annually or whatever to Xbox Live Gold. And I'm a little less concerned about that now, because it's like, well, this is a really, you know, awesome online system they have going here. And I think it's worth the premium that you pay over, you know, something like the Wii. I mean, you obviously appreciate the fact that you can play online on the Wii for free, but it's so limited and I guess simple that you kind of wouldn't mind paying a few bucks on the Wii to get a really nice, you know, backbone to the system.
So with that Gold membership, I'm sure the first thing you did was go to the download page and download the demo of Sonic the Hedgehog, right? Just couldn't wait.
No. Actually, I got a free month of Gold, but I have been downloading a bunch of demos and Xbox Live Arcade games and stuff like that. So, I mean, you could be occupied on just demos alone for, you know, 20 or 30 hours, which is pretty nice. Like the new Burnout Paradise demo is on there, and nice. I mean, you can play online against people in the demo. It's pretty impressive what they allow you to do on there.
Yeah, I always enjoyed getting demo discs with like the Dreamcast magazine, because they would really, you know, open me up to a lot of new games I never probably would have played on my own, like, you know, Choo Choo Rocket and Jet Set Radio and stuff like that, which I ended up really enjoying. So it is, it'll be nice to get maybe some kind of demo service on the Wii, but I seriously doubt that's going to happen. We'll probably just get movies.
What's nice is even the Xbox Live Arcade games, they all have demos. And so even for your $5 or $10 that you, you know, seems like not a big deal, but before you spend it, you can, you know, really see if that's a game you'd enjoy or not. And so, I mean, I almost downloaded the whole catalog of Xbox Live Arcade games just to see, you know, if there was a few gems in there that I might want to buy. So just really impresses me, you know. Of course, it's not like I hate the Wii now or anything, but just to have that kind of totally different experience complement the Wii is really nice. And Ray, I heard you got some coal maybe for Christmas.
No. I got lots of good stuff, but nothing.
You can't buy him anything video game related for Christmas because he already has it all.
Yeah, exactly. See, yeah, I struggle with like what do I buy before for myself in the months before, and what do I let people buy me? Ray just buys it all.
Yeah. Well, see, in some ways, I wouldn't want them spending money on Knights if it might end up being a bad game. So you,
so you
know,
take the plunge yourself.
I take the bullet for him.
All right. Well, Ray, I tell you what, I'll buy you Smash Brothers Brawl for Christmas for next year. You just have to wait a little while.
No.
Is that all right?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Don't be ungrateful.
If anybody can feel free to gift me some of the Wii Virtual Console games, I'm not refusing.
I will be sure to gift you the Metroid Prime 3 demo channel.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
That's an expensive one, right? You sure you can spring for that?
I'll have to pull out my credit card a couple times to fill up enough Wii points, man.
Well, I did want to say thanks, Ray, for the Christmas present. Ray got me Dynamite Heady.
Yeah, see? Like I was saying from the last podcast, I wasn't...
I know, well...
Didn't want to spoil the surprise, so...
Well, I have played it a bit. I played it a couple times, and, you know, I don't know if I played it before or not, but I really appreciate the variety of, like, the different weapons you have, basically, with the different heads he puts on.
Cool, yeah.
It's kind of impressive for a game that's that old to be, you know, pretty deep for a platformer, you know?
Yeah, there's a lot of... What I really like is that it seems like no two levels are the same. Normally, you'll get, like, the levels, like Sonic and stuff, where it's like, okay, Act 1, Act 2, it's just like the first one, but a little different. But this one is just everything's different. And there's a lot of boss battles. It's very boss-oriented, so that's a lot of fun. It's also really hard, so let me know if you ever make it to the end.
Tim, I'm curious what games you got with your Xbox 360.
Oh, okay. Well, I got... You know, packed in with the 360, there's Marvel Ultimate Alliance and Forza 2, which I haven't even touched yet. But I got the 360 on Black Friday, so I got Guitar Hero 2 for free, which was a huge bonus because I love Guitar Hero. I've been playing that a lot. And actually, what's interesting is my wife really likes the game too. And
really? Oh, yeah. I'm surprised.
She, in fact, for the first time ever, she actually asked to play a video game. Like, she's like, Tim, tonight let's play some Guitar Hero. Blown away. I'm like, I've owned a Wii for a year now.
It's the best Christmas gift ever.
Yeah, that's supposed to be the system that, you know, non-gamers are supposed to, like, get into and enjoy, you know.
It's a Christmas miracle.
Yeah, exactly. It's a 360. I couldn't believe it, but,
That's the single man's video game machine.
Yeah, exactly.
Nintendo is definitely going for the play this with your significant other angle, because when Ray and I went to the website, as the message in my Wii inbox told me to do, and we were surfing around, and almost every page has a picture of like a guy and a girl playing the system together. Rather than pictures of the game itself, it's like, well, here's what it would look like if you played it with your girlfriend. Oh, all right. Hey, okay. Imagine if they brought that concept over to, like, the PC gaming market, where you show, like, here's a shot of the game itself, and look, here's a picture of a guy playing it in his dorm room. Whoa. You definitely don't want this now. Do you want to look like him? I don't think so.
Just shows like the image from the South Park World of Warcraft episode.
Have
the guy at the computer. Up next is Comic Talk. And last week we didn't really have a comic, so we'll probably make...
What are you talking about?
Well...
It was brilliant. It was so funny that I don't think... I mean, I think it was so deep and just... The joke was hidden in there so well that not anybody really got it except for me, of course.
you know, I had kind of sent it to Tim, and I was like, hey, like, how's this look so far? What else do you think I should add? And I didn't hear from him for like 4 days. And then he sent me an email while I was gone, like, oh, I've been away for so long and it's due right now, so I'll just put it up. I get back home, it's already up on the page. Like, okay, well, I guess that's good enough. Met Tim standards, I guess. Either I lost everybody.
I'm still here.
Uh-oh, okay, Tim's gone. Okay. I was like, wow, this is like the most awkward silence I've ever heard in my life.
So, you like stuff?
We're back.
We're back after the intermission.
So yeah, where do we leave off here?
I think we were talking about
Yes, yeah. The one before that, we had Santa Claus at the back of the Wii line.
And we got a good suggestion for next year's Christmas comic.
Yes, we did get a suggestion for a Christmas comic. And I thought it was really good. And we're definitely going to keep that around for next year. I would need a lot more time to do it than what you gave me. Which is like, what, Christmas
whole
Day?
Year.
Yeah, whole year. I have a whole year to do it, so it better be freaking good.
Start now.
And so...
All right, well, next week, what are we going to do, right?
I don't know. Eddie, what are we going to do?
Oh, I've seen it, and it's so awesome.
Please.
Oh, wait. Did I? Oh, that was something else. I'm sorry. I was looking at the Family Circus. Dang it. Well, I think it should still be Christmas or New Year's related.
Yes.
You know? I mean, everyone's in the spirit still, and... And maybe it should be about some video game characters and what their New Year's resolutions will be.
Ooh.
Like Mega Man is going to resolve to like not have 10 games every month come out. I don't know.
It's good. See, we're on a roll. Tim, why don't I get this every week? We're going to move on to the final segment of the show. Eddie, would you like to set this one up?
The Black Dude.
That was good. I think he beat you, Tim. Wasn't as good as Jessica's, though, I don't think.
It's not hard to beat me on those things.
Just get the rubber hose out.
Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the worst character Sonic Team has ever created, Black Doom. So, Tim, what's your Black Doom award?
Well, it's going to have to go to Microsoft for the downtime they've been having this holiday season with Xbox Live. Actually, it really hasn't affected me that much, the downtime on Live, because I haven't been on Live that much. I've just been kind of toying with the stuff that's not online. But my brother, who also got a 360 this Christmas, really thought there was something wrong with his Xbox, because we would kick him off of Live every like 5 minutes, and until I showed him a post on Joystick saying that there was some issues, he was considering taking it back. So, kind of a bummer that they couldn't handle the influx of new 360 owners. A little disappointing, and the problems still are not fixed. They keep saying, "Oh, we're online, but there's a lot of issues. Oh, we're doing fine now. Oh, wait, no, we're not doing fine."
That's too bad.
So they kind of change their tune every 5 minutes.
Thanks. My Black Doom Award is going to go to My Dream within Knight's Journey of Dreams. This is the little A-Life system that they have going on, where how you do in the game changes this little environment that you own within Knight's. And it's pretty cruddy. It's really, really cruddy. I showed it to Eddie, and you said something of it, Eddie.
Well, I didn't really understand what was going on, first of all, but it seemed really dreary and depressing. Now, I guess part of that is because it maps the weather in this world of it to the current weather.
Right.
And since it's really rainy and dreary and miserable where we are, it was also in the game. So, hey, you know, nice escape from reality into fantasy. You know, it's just as rainy and dreary and miserable inside the TV as outside. Woo!
Yeah, I really tried to understand it a little more, because the graphics were really bad, and it just looked like a PlayStation 1 game, basically. So I spent about an hour or so trying to collect lots of Knightopians and make it look better and have it work out, and I collected just a ton of stuff that littered my my dream. But then it ran really shoddy. Like, it was just really, really, like, slow, and, like, everything was jumpy, and it's like, this is not a dream. Like, this is not my dream. Okay? Like, it was pretty bad, so.
The graphics aren't good enough to really qualify it to run that slow.
Exactly. Yeah, there's nothing really, like, why is there pop-up, you know, 20 feet in front of me? Like, if it's just this little area, like, it just doesn't make sense.
Well, Ray, did you ever consider that they made the graphics bad on purpose because it's like you're dreaming from the time when the first Knights came out, which was like, what, 10 years ago?
No, Sonic Team made it. That's the explanation I have.
Okay, well, that works too.
So now, Eddie, you come from the lame show, so do you have a Black Doom Award or a Lameless nomination?
Well, I do have a Black Doom Award. I thought of one.
Okay.
And I haven't had too much experience with the Wii, just been a few days here now. But I do have a Black Doom Award to give out to Nintendo, and here's the story. When Ray was showing me his Wii, that sounds a lot dirtier than it's really supposed to be, first of all.
This morning.
There was a message that came in, and it said to go to Wii.Nintendo.com to check out video previews of games that are available, like in the Virtual Console and more. And so, first of all, you can't just click on the message where it says go to Wii.Nintendo.com. You have to leave the message board and go to the internet channel and type in Wii.Nintendo.com. And it loads up. Now, I did this on Ray's because mine doesn't have the internet. You have to purchase that separately. So I was doing this on Ray's. And we went to the site. I clicked on the Virtual Console link. And it just gave an error message like 404 not found or something like that. And I'm thinking, you sent this message to people to go check this place out. And then I go there and it just doesn't, just flat out doesn't work. I mean, it's just nothing.
Yeah.
And we thought, well, let's try the games list. And we probably spent 5 to 10 minutes just trying to find a single video we could play in the browser. And to top it all off, this site doesn't fit the browser window for the TV. You know, it's like if you have the internet browser on the Wii to show sites and you actually make a site that you want people to go to look at, shouldn't you design it for that width to work?
Right.
No, it's just, you know, you still got to scroll over like 10 or 20 pixels to the right to get everything.
And what I thought was funny was I was like, well, there is another site where we could go look at that stuff that I think is probably a little better.
It was a third-party site.
Where is it?
And that site was actually optimized for the Wii browser.
Yeah, it was vc-reviews.com. And the first thing that we see when we go there is it's perfectly sized for the Wii. And it's like, this is the Wii version of this of our site. Come take a look. And it worked great. We found games really easily. We watched videos of it. You know, we saw screenshots. It was like, why doesn't Nintendo do something like this? And make it part of the Wii Shop channel. Yeah, it was pretty depressing, actually. Well, I guess that will do it for our show today. Once again, join us every Wednesday for a new comic and every Monday for a new podcast. We're going to get rolling now. The new year's about to hit. Once again, he's Tim.
And he's Ray.
And we want to thank Eddie for being on the show today.
Yeah, I was going to say,
thank you.
Thank you, Eddie. We'll have to have you again on again sometime soon.
And the honor is extended to you as well, Tim. I'd love to get you on the Lame Show sometime.
Certainly. We can talk about how the LG Voyager is an iPhone killer.
Hey, there
yes,
we go.
I would love to talk about that.
All right, we'll see you guys next week.
That was my interpretation of the end theme song.